man of the Rabbanan, then this lechem on the Rav Harbi is a man of the Rabbanan. And the Ramah themselves are Pesach, which would also be the Rabbanan. It no longer applies in the original, there's no common Pesach anymore. That's why it's the Rabbanan. Oh, that would explain, Rabbi Osai. That would explain why, again, we can explain now, to go back to our original question. Perhaps the Adonais is right. That is, in order to fulfill a CBC Mitzrayim, you have to have everyone say it. And the Ramadan Zeva Pesach, which would also be the Rabbanan. It no longer applies in the original, there's no common Pesach anymore. That's why it's the Rabbanan. Oh, that would explain, Rabbi Osai. That would explain why, again, we can explain now, to go back to our original question. Perhaps the Adonais is right. That is, in order to fulfill a CBC Mitzrayim, you have to have everyone say it. Not enough to have Shomei Kol. And the Dvar Shmuel is right. I'm adding that now. The Vigata Levincha requires speaking to your own children. But we're not discussing that here in the sugya. That Avadi have to do, it's on the side. We're discussing what Rabbi Gamliel on the Shlosh Advarim. You already finished telling the whole story. That's the previous Mishnah. We read about it, an entire story. You have to, what do you say over here? Where is that? Yeah, yeah, the previous Mishnah. What does it say? Maskel v'gnus v'messiah v'shraf v'doresh arami al-vinovi at shigim ha-kol ha-parashkula. That's the Pietius Mitzrayim. Avodah mayinu v'tchilel v'avodah zara. A whole story. That's the Pietius Mitzrayim. Avodah, that's a zikr in the Raisa forever. And perhaps for that, you wouldn't say maybe Shomei HaKol. Perhaps for that, you have to everybody say it to his own children. That's finished already. It's behind us. Done. Now a new word, a new Mishnah. We're talking about the mitzvah of matzah now. If you didn't say matzah, there's not a mikdash pesach, you don't speak about it, so then you're not yotze matzah pesach completely properly. It's a marshal sepsha. For this is enough to have one person speak and everyone else listen. It's not pesach menisa. It's a prat of matzah pesach matzah mar. For that you have to say, you tell your own son. You already told your own son the whole story that got all the way from the beginning until to Rabbi Gamliel. You already told him the whole story for an hour and a half at TBC Mitzrayim. Yotzigaret. That's what we suggest. So they come out, Rabbi Osei, according to this shot, that Avdenezer is right. Again, and that you need Pisumanisa, you need everyone should say himself. And we're also right. That TBC Mitzrayim is in fact the source of all the Pisumanisa. But this Gemara, we're not discussing that mitzvah sefer at all. We're only discussing the localized it, which relates to what? Pesach Matzah Mara. That's what we suggest. Oh. Of course, you always have to be ready to assume that your whole assumption is wrong. And I'm willing to assume that also. I'm willing to say that the whole thing is wrong. The whole Adonaisi Soda is wrong. I mean, wrong. Let's take things in perspective. Adonaisi said it in Soda point to whom? To Bahag. He used his love to explain the Bahag. Now the Rambam, for example, doesn't agree with the Bahag. The Rambam is mashma, the woman carried the Megillah for a man. So what point is disagree with? We don't know. So you can say, oh, that the woman's chiv is the same as the man's chiv. Exactly. You can say that the Rambam holds that that Shomei HaKohen applies even to presuming it's going to be worked with Shomei HaKohen. It's famous. Everyone knows Shomei HaKohen. So then it could be, and Echanabu, we're discussing here in the Gemara on both sides. The Chiyah, which is what? The pace of the Chiyah, the Matzah Zeva Pesach. And we can assume, like I suggested yesterday, that that's the Mokka for Pesumanis, not Tzipritis Mitzrayim. Maybe by Matzah Zeva Pesach, and I like that for a reason, because it links it with the Nativ better. Now, there's a confusion what the Nativ said. The Nativ said one you sold. The Nativ said that he thinks that, yeah, spending all your money for Arba Pesach is linked to within the Raisa, the Mitzvah Sefoshim, of spending all your money for Korban Pesach. I can't even Nativ and Chumash. So that means that the idea of these new categories you call Pesumanisa is not linked necessarily to the original Mitzvah of what Tzipi Mitzrayim, as we originally had said. Maybe if I cared, it's linked to what? It's linked to the Ramat of Zevach Pesach, which is the Korban Pesach the Gadin. That's the first Pesach in the Torah. That's why you need to spend all your money, the whole story. If that's the case, we'll come out against that in Eza. That you can say Pesach Menisa when it comes to that Pesach the Gechiv. So good, so we said try to say Pshat the Rambam that way. This is, we had a student Rambam yesterday. Are you Chayiv or are you Potter? So first Teretz was, really you are a Potter. Women are Potter. And that's what's Mashma in Yichus Avodah Zorah. And the reason why I didn't say it's a Beferish is because they're Chayiv through the back door. The Chayiv out to Korban Pesach, which he does listen to Yichus Avodah Zorah. And they're Chayiv in the Ramadan of Pesach the Gechiv, which is also the Pesach Menisa. Ah, you see here, Shomei HaKa'ona. Yeah, the Ramadan Shomei HaKa'ona by Pesach Menisa too. I'm quipping the Bahag and Ichus Megillus. That doesn't bother me. So, the Narabos, I want to say one more twist, which links to this whole Mahalach as well. Way back, the very beginning of the Perek, we spoke about his soul. The first sentence, we never finished the first sentence of the Perek. Remember, we did almost all sentence. Arve Pesachim, Samach Lemincha, spoke about that. Lo Yochal Adam, spoke about that. Achetechshach, that we didn't talk about yet. What does Achetechshach mean? So Tosfos is 2 days over here. Tosfos wants to know what it means. The assumption of the Tosfos is when it comes to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach and of Matzah, which is linked to Korban Pesach, it must take place after dark. It says in the Holy Torah, V'ochlu ha'sabosar ba'layla hazeh. No shortcuts. You can't make what we call Tosefis Yontif, the Yontif early, and thereby fulfill the mitzvahs of the night. Sure, that's what it says in Tosefis. What about Kiddush? Tosefis doesn't say a word. They don't say about Kiddush. The general assumption, Magen Avraham, is you cannot say Kiddush before Pesach HaChomer. Can't do it. Why can't you do it? Because after all, you can't. Kiddush is part of our Bekoisis, our Bekoisis is part of Haggadah. Haggadah is linked to Pesach and to Matzah. So they also forget it. Through this whole associative process, you can't even begin to say it until very, very late at night. True, there's one day in the Mordechai that disagrees with this whole Tosfos completely. The Tosfos Yotam is good enough for everything. That's true, but that's it's only one day. Oh. Then we found a Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has Kedushim, but his daf says no. He thinks when it comes to Kiddush, you can start Kiddush early. You make Kiddush early. Oh. So then we saw the same called the Shita Mekubetzis, which is a collection by Rabbi Gershuni. He asks a question against Chassam Sofer. How can the Chassam Sofer say such a thing? Even if you assume that Kiddush itself, you can say when it's still early, but you have to stop in your tracks. The minute you get to the Haggadah, so the Haggadah, certainly we're going to require definite Tzitzit Chacham. How do you know? Because we know for sure it's the Farish in Haggadah. It says about the Shoshesh Matzah Umaror Munachim Lefanecha. And the consensus view here is that Matzah requires Tzitzit Chacham. It has to be done after the stars come and it's fully dark, it's fully night. So how in the world can you advocate someone to go quick and talk and get all the way up to the Matzah when eat the first Kazayas Matzah when it gets dark and it gets an hour head start? How can that be? But b'shar sheyesh matzu morah munachul nefanecha. What do you do with that? That's Rav Gershuni's question. I'm sorry. No, more than that. That you can make kiddush, you can go weiter, and as long as you get to the matzo, maybe I don't know exactly. I don't have his words in front of me at the present time. Rabbi Gilni Olomer, something like that. You get to the very end of the Haggadah, Rabbi Gilni Olomer, when it gets dark. That gives you an awful lot of things to do until then. You can start at the dat of Plaga Mincha, which is, the way we reckon Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before Shkia, another half, an hour and three quarters before Tzeis approximately, maybe 2 hours before the Machmirim. And those 2 hours, you can do a lot. You start with Kiddush, and tell the whole story of the Haggadah, then we're going to be alone as soon as the stars come out. So it would be very good. People got to see it much earlier. It would be terrific. Fantastic. It would be a great idea. But then Rabbi Gershuni asks, how can you do such a thing? He's saying the Haggadah when it's not as man sheish matzah mamal, not as man sheish matzah mamal. Yes?
Why can't he ask something like, a lot of the Haggadah, I mean, we say kol marka, samar, v'siyas, v'shanayim, v'reisem, v'shavah, maybe the whole idea of like Haggadah, that part of the Haggadah is just maybe like three, you can say a page. You don't got to say 27 pages. So why don't you say 25 pages before Kiddush, and if you go to the v'shavah part, make Kiddush, say the one page, and then say your matzah.
It could be, you're right.
Traditional word, I think.
Okay. But the impression of Chassam Sofer, you're also even the Chatchila.
You don't say off everything. The people, you don't want to discount non-traditional. You say the whole
Haggadah. You're saying before Kiddush. No, no, no. You have to map possible. 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 No, it's the same. You can't.
Say one of the
factors.
You don't
got to
say
the whole Haggadah. But that's not what Chassam Sofer said. He didn't say the two parents.
I'm asking you. You're saying the
end of your point. Okay. Enoch But listen to what I'm trying to try to tape shot here. Yes. Kiddush and Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid. All before. The end, right, by Matzah, maybe, you know, not, even though the Rabbi Gamliel Omer not, I think that's what he says. So the question is, but how can you say the Haggadah so early? It's Pashut too early. It's too early. How can you say it so early? That's the question. So we had two terutz of Chassam Sofer. The first terutz is that he only accepts Tosfos as far as Korban Pesach is concerned, and Matzah as far as what we call the Hechsher of the Pischa, right? That's the Hekesh of Pesach to of Matzah to Pesach. But the independent mitzvah of the Erev Tochlu Matzahs, for that, there's no indication it has to be dafka belayla. Erev Tochlu Matzahs, the truth of the matter is a simple pshat of woman. How's the pasuk go? No, it's a very long, famous pasuk. Rishon ba'arbo osa lachodesh. Tochlu Matzahs, be'erev Tochlu Matzahs, ad yom echad ve'esrim lachodesh barev. You get the impression that it's referring to the dinner, you can't eat chametz for 7.5 days, you gotta eat matzahs. Nothing to do with the chiv. A pace of night to the dach. The Chazal dash it differently. The Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs is a special din of Seder night. But it doesn't say mefurish that it has to be bedafka at night as opposed to the afternoon before. A carrot, Peshuta should make it in front of the afternoon. Ad Yom Ba'arev means until 21st day in the Arab means in the late afternoon. That's Pashup Shah. So even after the Chazal said it has to be done at night, so until Sefer Yotah might be enough. So, Kusto said that Matzah is like Pesach. That's the Hekshar, the Pischa, the Dika aspect. But the Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs is enough to have him even Tosefes Yontif. And for that, you can have the Chiyav of Sipi, Tzias Mitzrayim. It's connected with the straight Matzah Dika Din, not the Hekshar, the Pischa Dika. That was one terrace we suggested. So we suggest you can make Kiddush and Sipi, Tzias Mitzrayim. And even the parts which relate to the matzah in front of you, because for the matzah it's good enough. The matzah more menachal lefanecha. The matzah leave out more drop, but the matzah the erev tochlu matzahs you can fulfill until sefes yontif. We suggested that was one suggestion. We had another suggestion. Naniyah against what we just said. Let's assume that the entire mitzvah of matzah can only be performed after it gets dark. Both aspects, matzah itself, hechsher, the pischa, everything can only be performed after tzeis. Fine. So the question became, how do you have the bishashish matzah mor menachal lefanech? How do you do everything early? Menachal be on Purim too, menachal. Has to be menachal bismana. So we suggested a different answer, which is as follows. Tzvei dinim. There's a din of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim Kshela Atzma, which has absolutely nothing to do with Matzah Morah. Nothing. Zero. Zero. Nothing to do with it. Then, there exists a mitzvah of what? Of talking about Tzias Mitzrayim in the context of Pesach Matzah Morah. We already introduced these two din. So it could be Tzias Mitzrayim by itself, independent, and now talking about Mitzrayim in the context of Pesach Matzah Morah. Now we make the following suggestion. Perhaps via Chassam Sofer, it's only the din of Sipur, which links to the Pesach Matzah Morah, which requires Bishosh Yesh Matzul Morah Munachal Nefanech. makes sense because it's a prat, it's a detail, which is linked to Pesach and Matzah Maror. So of course, it has to be when these items, Pesach and Matzah Maror, are munachah. That's only after Tetzach HaChomer. But the independent story of, you know, the sipur, the long story, which is a separate mitzvah seima daraisa, that has nothing to do with Pesach and Matzah Maror. Daraisa mizman hazel l'chol haday, as we suggested before, and therefore perhaps that mitzvah could be fulfilled even earlier, even before the Matzah Maror munachah lefanecha. That would explain to us what's happening over here. Now what? That our Gemara, there are two separate Mishnayos. The first Mishnah talks about Tzibur Tzis Mitzrayim, and the second Mishnah talks about a new Chiyuv of Pesach Matzah Maror D'Gachiyuv. That Pesach Matzah Maror D'Gachiyuv, in fact, must take place only when, Rabbi will say only when, no, when, after the stars come out, after Tzeis, when it's Laila Gomer. But the original Chiyuv, the previous Mishnah of Sipur Kshalatzmo, perhaps can take place earlier. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Bab Ruzeh. Right? So, and it says B'nei Ruzeh. Right? And we also know it says, Balaila Hazeh. V'ochlas HaBosah Balaila Hazeh. So V'ochlas HaBosah Balaila Hazeh, that is a requirement to have dafka at night. That's the Hekshere the Pitzcha Diganin. But Matzah itself, again, and even if you say Matzah also is derived from that. But the Sipur aspect, this only the Sipur aspect of Pesach Matzah Maror has to be done at night. But the Sipur per se, there's no Xeris HaKosu, it has to be the Dafka at night, perhaps, suggested. Therefore it can be fulfilled even earlier. That's a suggestion. We had again a second suggestion according to the Chassam Sofer. One second. And then we got a little bit off. We got a little bit out of a joyride. It's not so rigorous, but this was a little bit of a joyride. Because, you know, there was an issue of saying the Haggadah before Pesach. It was the Minhag of Shabbos Haggadah. Right? Especially this year, it's Erev Pesach. So the Briskers don't do it. Same thing, the Lagon didn't do it. Why? What does it say in the Pesach? It says in Haggadah. Yochan Rosh Chodesh Tamar Lomar Bayom Ahu Yochan Bibod Yom Yochan Bibod Yom. So Reb Chaim said Bibod Yom means Tosefes Yontif Tamar Lomar, what? Baba Zeh, what does Baba Zeh mean? B'shoh Sheitzmatzu Mor Menochel Nefonech. That's Reb Chaim Lepshat in that Yochan Bibod Yom. It was referring to Tosefes Yontif. Fine. So I didn't say it in Shabbos HaGadol, even if it happens to be on Erev Pesach. Too early. Knew what the minhag is to say it. I mean, you know, very nice, the Briskers don't say it, but the minhag of the Ramo, I mean, some father Ramos, I should say it. So I had a very interesting suggestion, which is, yeah, I never thought of it before. Because the Ramo says that you say the Haggadah, even according to the minhag, you don't say the whole Haggadah. What do you say? You stop right before what? Unbelievable. Right before Haggadah you stop. Unbelievable. But Haggadah must have some kind of basis. Why are you stopping right there? Come to the punch on you, suddenly stop. So I was suggesting as follows. No, Reb Chaim is not right. Yochel Yibod Yom. Tal Lama, no, you can't. You can't say it before. But what can't you say before? You can't say before the din, Mishal Shesh Matzu Mor Menachal Lefanecha, with the din of Sipur, which is linked to Pesach Matzu Moror. That's the din which you can't do until the night time. You can't do a tak until Sevas Yantav either. But the other din, according to the Chassam Sofer, at least can be done at an earlier time. If you don't make a din at an earlier time until Sevas Yantav, then we understand the minig. It's only a minig that it did. But the minig is to say that part of that God, that Shabbos HaGadol. Again, as he calls it a joyride, but it's not an actual, it can't be right blue, it's only a minig, but still is an indication of what is happening. Time out. Yes. Can I help you? Come.
Thank you.
Let's go back to our inyanim. Yeah. You want this? You want? Yeah, I got one more minute. You want some back?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm all set. Let's go on. go on, please. Yesterday in Shir, we spoke about the very first line in the Mishnah, and we wanted to mention a few little nekudas. So we asked the two questions, if you remember. We asked, what can't you eat? We spoke about arichas, we're talking about matzah shira, we're talking about mina tagima in great quantity. We spoke about why you can't eat. Still pshat gemara is achil gasa. Rashi in Hashpam says because of teyava. Chasam Sofer says that the gemara at the beginning says teyava. She called us the Shabbos Kishu Tava. That's where Rashi got the Latin expression from. When the Gemara thought that Pesach was basically the same as Shabbos, none of those were Teyava. Gemara backs out at the end and says, especially when it comes to Pesach, the Chil Gasa. That's what we pointed out. Or, give the other names of Teretz. Teyava means you should be able to eat a lot of food. A lot of food. And every bite is a mitzvah and matzah. More than the first kazayas. And therefore, you don't want the remaining kazayas to be Achil Gasa. That's what Teyavon, Hidur, and Achil Gasa all come together according to that interpretation. Fine. But then we started speaking a little bit about when. We pointed out that the simple reading of our Gemara is that it's resolved to be Mincha Ketana, and the Ran has seen a different Girsa, and it's unresolved. Maybe even some of the Mincha Gedola, just 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach. We pointed out the Ramah quotes as Chumra where? Of all places, in the Pesukah, and not in Ilchas Pesach. Explain why from Yaakov is the one who said the terrors we gave yesterday in Shia. Namely, there are more holes, you cannot have matzah shiur the whole day anyway. Right? So the Mela is nothing to really talk about, I didn't have to mention it. I should add that the Morgan Avram is a different twist. He says that even if you can have matzah shiur, but how much can you fill up with matzah shiur? You can't eat so much of it. Whereas regular challah matzah, like a bread, you can have an Arab sukkah, you can fill up more easily. That's a distinction. What are they fighting about in turn? But there are more chumra not to eat matzah shiur on Pesach. Does it apply there on Pesach or not? The Chok Yaakov says no, says yes, and the Morgan Avraham says no. What's very relevant to the whole discussion which we had a month or two ago about what you can use seg matzah for Pesach. And I wanted to discuss, because I think it's very topical, I mentioned yesterday about Purim. Purim was on a Friday. The Ramah says that it's midik to have nisuda b'shachris. I mentioned to you before, the Yad Ephraim says shachris means any time until mincha ketana. Until, doesn't mean until 12 o'clock, it means until 3 o'clock. It's not the simple reading of the Ramah by any stretch. On the other hand, if you look carefully in the sources, it's very hard to understand where the Ramah is coming from. He quotes a midik of the Truma Sedeshin, who had the meal and Shabbos every year, and some other Ramah takes it and says, well, we don't follow him every year, but we're going to follow him on Friday. Doesn't say why. I mean, we know the reason, we can intuit the reason why, because the problem of Shabbos coming up, but doesn't say Mefarish, no, seems to be no mukkah for it. Because even when it comes to Rabosai, to Arab Shabbos on a plain Arab Shabbos, not doing Purim, as long as it's a Suda which has to be done on Friday, because the Bris, but in the Ben, etc., Shulchan Aruch says it can take place, and it can take place even in the afternoon, as long as it's not past Chathchila, Mincha Ketana, and even that, Mikra Adin is already Mincha Ketana, it's final mayor of Pesach. That's the one I just tell you where that is, if you want to look it up. Reish Mem Tes. And Reish Mem Tes, Shulchan Aruch says that a regular meal shouldn't have a it's mitzvah limana mikvah suda shenag v'chol mitzvah shal solamal. It's a mitzvah lechatchila. It's not required. We pass that it's not required now. Gemara. It's a mitzvah lechatchila. So the mechaber speaking is reish mem tes sif beis. A very special kind of a suda that you shouldn't do all day. But if it's mana erev Shabbos, presumably pidyon ben, then it's mutta when. Presumably, you should be mutter lechatchila all the time. So, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramah on Ilchos Purim. It's better to have it in the morning, and but you can have it even in the late afternoon because you have to have it. You have to have it. Now, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, right here, Mishnah Mem Tes, and of course, in the Bialach, he links this to our Gemara. So, I wanted to point out that it's not really an Iker Adin. It's a Chathchila B'Yamas. I'm telling you, it's for a reason. Some people can't get home on time. So imagine some guys going to get stuck on the highway home after 12:09, which is Chatzos on Friday. I said, oh, you go out. I can't have my Sudas Purim because they're almost out of a shower. No, it's a Chathchila B'Yamas. It's not really an Iker Adin. It's not the... No good. No good. It's not a chatzilah. I also should add one more nakuda. And this is directly to Rav Yitzchak. I didn't mention it last time. The Magen Avraham, right here in our Siman, and Siman Tuf, Ayin Aleph, is a chiddush, which I don't know if it's accepted. The Magen Avraham is as follows. Let's say I know in advance that I'm starting a meal an hour before Mincha Ketana, but I know it's going to last me straight up to Mincha Ketana. We'll go past Mincha Ketana. So the Magen Avraham says, if you know in advance it's going to go into the past Mincha Ketana, you shouldn't do it. What's the makar for this? What's a series of makars? The makar is Rashi and Rashbam, Kuv Zayin and Mabez, and a few others which I couldn't find. I looked at Rashi, Rashbam, Kuv Zayin and Mabez. Give a look to yourselves. Look at Rashi, Rashbam, Kuv Zayin and Mabez. I know what he means. It's the Rashi. What's the name of the book? It's a tough iron olive. I think it's a cut in olive, maybe? I believe so. No. Rashi is on the first, the last wide line on top. Afal Gav, look carefully. Da'dayin lo achal uzmani suri akata lo mata b'shot shiis adach ha'tesha afilu hachi lo yochal mishum demoshich lei adzmani sura si yisanev lo yochal. So Rashi said the reason why he can't eat for the half an hour before is because mishum demoshich lei, it's going to continue. So the Magen Avraham inferred from that Rashi that even if you start your meal an hour before Mincha Ketana, but you know it's going to go for more than an hour, and it's not allowed. And I have my grave doubts whether that's really true or not. Punkt fakert, I would have said. Chazal asked it, samach lemincha, only the half an hour before. They didn't ask it before that. And once you began, it says in the Farish in Shulchan Aruch, that once you began, and hiskel lechel kolam shah siris, umash chasudas avad alayla, dino kamo b'shabas v'yantav, you can go on. Hiskel beheter, you can go right on and continue your meal. Hiskel b'yisr, a different story as the Rimish the Brewer quotes earlier for the Prima God. But if it's Hiskel b'heter, so you can go right on. So I didn't see why it's not going to run as much. My afkamina, here we go. Do you have to have the whole meal on Friday before Chatzos, even according to this minig? Or is it enough that you begin before Chatzos? Of course, ideally, the Chatzchila b'yalma, it'd be better to finish before Chatzos. All right, I'm not going to argue with that. That's very hard to do with Shalach Mondes, with this, with that, so, you know, hectic. How can you do such a thing? It's very hard. So I thought that Hayyai said the whole Ramos is a chumrah. We don't really understand what the basis for it is. The whole thing is really a chumrah. That if as long as a person starts before Chatzos, so it's Hischel, Lifnei Samach, Mincha Gedol, it's chumrah, Gabi chumrah, Gabi chumrah. So the male can go a little longer too. Yes. Yeah. Right, that's what the Adam Fry said. It doesn't mean it. It just means till 3 o'clock. Going into the night. Right, exactly. That's what the Adam Fry says. The whole thing is not, it never says to a Chatzos. The whole thing is a bluff to Maisa. Okay.
Some
fine analysis, but no. Mayor's right. The whole Ramah has no mucker, this idea of how they have to eat before Chatzos. Could be Shabbos means until, not only until 3 o'clock, I mean until 5 o'clock. But at the same time, even if there's no mucker for it, nevertheless, it takes a while to let the food digest in your perm suit. I think it's a good idea. You should dafka have the meal earlier. But how much earlier? You know, so you have lunch. So lunch could start 12 o'clock, before 12 o'clock. And it goes a little bit longer. Even if it goes past Chatzos, I wouldn't pay for the gadola. I wouldn't get excited about it. I'm just trying to point out to you that, okay. You shouldn't get too drunk, right? That's right. That's right. Be very careful not to drink too much. You daven mincha afterwards, right before the shkia. Usually, you start before chatzos, no problem. Usually, we daven before because we start later. I should add, okay, one more nakuda in the sugya because we have to go right there. Why is it in fact, Rav Ossar, please, I need your cooperation. Why is it in fact that this din of samach l'mincha only applies to Pesach and not to every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom? After all, is a mitzvah to eat the Suda Shabbos and Yadav too? Not only a mitzvah to eat a Sudas Matzah Pesach night. So there are two fundamental tributes to this question. Also from Rabbeinu David. Rav Ossar, let's chazer over. The Gemara happened to say that Erev Pesach should be only Erev Pesach. The Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom also. He said it's a mitzvah Erev Sudas Shabbos. It's not true, Lalo. The question is, why not? Why isn't it true? There's a mitzvah Sudas Shabbos V'yantav. So Rabbeinu David asks the question directly to Feresh. After all, if you have Achil Agas is no good for Shabbos and Yantav either, for the Sudas. Answer Rabbeinu David like this, a very interesting answer. Rabbeinu David said like this. Someone who is absolutely full, his stomach is absolutely full, overflowing. He feels he can't anything more. He says, what can you do? He can't anything more. The only thing to below the time, to cause yourself pain. So this kind of a fellow who put himself in this situation, is he being mevatel achiyuv? Is he being mevatel achiyuv? Come right now, he's mechuyuv to eat, and he's mevatel achiyuv. Rabbi Nadava says, no. Right now, he's not mechuyuv. That's true, he's not the greatest guy in the world, because he shouldn't have put himself in a situation that is not mechuyuv. But, bottom line, he put himself in a situation not mechuyuv. He's not going to be mevatel achiyuv b'shaita. So therefore, though, it's not great. It's not so terrible to make exerkas of it. As opposed to matzah. If the guy stuffs himself and he can't eat the chazayas matzah, he's mevatel achiyuv b'shaita. B'shas ma'isa peis ma'isa chayat eat matzah. He just can't do it. It's how they make exerkas. So made a David's terrace. Opposed to Suda Shabbos Beyontim, if he stuffs himself and he can't eat, it means at that moment he's not mechuyev. It's a different word. This is what the Rabbi David answers to this question. That's his answer. Yes.
Why
is
it called the Shalosh Suda?
And wasn't there a mitzvah?
You can have all three by
days. Hold on. The mitzvah of Shalosh Suda is the mitzvah of Onet. Hayom, it has to do with the person simply can't eat. He's not so mechuyev even in Shalosh Suda. He's not mechuyev. Yes. But a matzah, there's a chi of gomma to eat makazayas matzah. No ands, no ifs, no buts. Well, if you can't, you can't. But it means you're mevatel the chi of. Not that you had an exemption. There's no exemptions. Someone who stops is exempt from the shalosh sudas. It's an exemption. Obviously, you're not supposed to take advantage of every exemption. It's not like income tax. But it's an exemption. But a matzah, there's no exemption. You're mevatel the chi of. That's it. That's a much worse scenario. That's why I made Xer. Yes?
That would be
what? Achila Gassa. Right. Achila Gassa is no Achila. So you can't have it. So therefore what? So when it comes to Suda Shabbos, you can't have it. So what you did was you put yourself in a situation where you're not able to fulfill the mitzvah. But you can't say you have a Vatal Achil. At that moment, you're stuffed up. So you have no chiyuv at that point. Of course, it should have been what they call the chacham ena barosha. That's what's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Hold on a second. Take a look. I can find it. One second. Here it is. The Shulchan Aruch reads Sadi Aleph Aleph. V'im e'ef shelo klal lecho eino chayim l'tzayir esat. Not to try that it's not going to be an achila. Even with it, remember she was, that Suda, the owning the devil, all the tzar, right? Tzadi alach alach. V'achocho, mein ha-barosho, it's not the fili yosav alach. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? When it comes to Pesach night, if you don't eat the Kedayas Matzah, you're a balaveira, Poshim. You're a balaveira. Well, maybe you're an honest now, but to the mice, you're a balaveira. Because you didn't fulfill the chiyah, which is the chiyah of Gomer on you. That's the difference, Rabbi David says. Oh, that's number one. And of course, what you suggested before, the mitzvah Asen says, you know, it's not so bad. You can't have a suit. Excuse me. If you can't suit it Friday night, no problemo. You have it on Shabbos, three suitors, enough on the Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim. Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim said if a person didn't have the suda Friday night, so you have three suitors in the morning. Tosfos and Kufara from an Aleph. Sheyuchlu lasas lemokos shalosh suitors. Mela. So it's not so terrible. Hold on a second. So I want to discuss that for a minute. Is that really not so terrible? I thought it's pretty bad. I mean, you know, a guy. Hold on. So there are two issues here, Abosai. One is an issue of what we call Zmanim Chalukim. We spoke about that at great length. You have to have one at night, one by morning, one by, and one in the afternoon. That's one thing. All right, not even holds from that. The someone told you can have the quote morning, but you can have in the afternoon. The afternoon, you can have in the morning. That's a makpid about that. But there's another Indian, the Chorah. There's an of Kavod the Yom and Kavod Laila. Like Yontif. There's no din of Shalosh Sudas and Yontif. We pointed this all this out. There's no din of Shalosh Sudas. There's din of two Sudas, and one by night and one by day. You have to have Kavod Laila. So this guy who's not going to be able to eat is really being mevatel this Chiyuv completely. So the Mishnah Berurah changes the Lashon of the Magen Avraham. When Rav said, if he has an onus Ktsas, he can have the three Sudas by day. And the Mishnah Berurah took out the word Ktsas. He doesn't like it. It's a Shver word. Oh. But this, I have some new Hosafas of it, which I didn't get a chance to talk about in any of the previous Gilgulim. And that is as follows. What happens if a guy, one thing I think I did mention, if a guy doesn't eat the meal Friday night, he eats three meals Shabbos by day, would we call that Tashlumin? Is that somebody who's making up the meal of Friday night, or is this, no, yeah, I have three suitors. So you see in the Mishnah Berurah, Lashon of Tashlumin, he makes up for the previous meal. After they come, there's a discussion in the Shari Tshuva, Reish Shari Aleph, Sukkot Aleph, a guy forgot, didn't eat Friday night meal. And now he's eating Shabbos three meals. How many of them must be bread? See if y'all all three meals have to be bread every single Shabbos. That's not to talk about. How many of them have to be bread? Push. But let's say you belong to the school which maintains that Shalosh Shudas, you can have cake, you can have fruit, etc., etc. That's the case. How many of the meals on Shabbos morning, on Shabbos by day, have to be bread? What would you say?
One.
If I hear one person says one person says two, which is gewaltig, because the Birkei Oath is mesupik. Is it one or is it two? I would have definitely said one. I'll tell you. Friday night's meal is takah. I need Mr. Hermahod. I'm very sorry that you blew Friday night's meal. To the next Friday night. Okay, you blew it. It's over. Finished. Friday's finished. The mitzvah covered a lot of behind you. Over. There's no way to make it up. Elamai, you have to have three meals the next day. That's not because you're making up the particular meal of last night. All that is you have to have three meals on Shabbos. So according to the day which maintains that for that dinner, hayom, it's enough to have cake. So why can you have all three meals cake? The answer is push it. Because you have to have covered lila, covered yom. That requires you to wash. All right, so you blue covered light already. So you wash one Shabbos at the end. That's what I thought the Birkei Yosef said. After we did it only for that, if you forgot Galar Ritzeh, you have to bench again. Oh, that's the Shari Tshuva. That's what I thought. Another after me. If you did it on Yantif. Not called Hashlom, I don't think.
Argue the
Mishnah Berurah.
This is said the Mishnah Berurah says Lashon Hashlom.
Where's Lashon Hashlom? Hold on a second. Shari Tshuva, that's Mishnah Berurah. Mesudas ha-miluim. Not that means the miluim that we just read about, that's with Parsha. He means the miluim is tashlumim. But that's the question, it really is. Is it not really a defended by Yontif on both sides? What would happen if a guy did not eat Yontif night? First night Yontif, Simchas Torah. Give me a good example. This example, a guy gets drunk, unfortunately, there's a crazy, crazy notion of drinking Simchas Torah, which is completely crazy. There's absolutely no mocha for whatsoever. But unfortunately, some yeshiva guys, do me a favor. Some yeshiva guys go crazy. Simchas Torah, they get drunk, garnished. Wakes up in the morning, he ate nothing, no garnish, zero. Wakes up in the morning. How many meals did Mechuyav have that day? What would you say? Oh, so the Neil says two. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And I say one. But you can't make it finish. Covered Lila's gone. You slept, you had a hangover, you slept right through it. And now I have covered it. Oh, that's it. There's nothing. The guy a little bit of Lishitasi and they a little bit of Lishitasa, but they all talk about Tashlumin. This is a little bit relevant because we had this again back to the Erev Pesach of a Shabbos story. The question is, was raised, and I gave it too short a shrift the first time around, and I would reconsider it. And this is a very practical suggestion. You know, it's very difficult to have the morning meal, if you have two meals before 10 o'clock, even with the grocery sheet, then if you have 9:35, I think, with the rum sheet, it's very hard. If you have the early morning, it's 9:15, it's very hard. How do you do it? So you get up very early in the morning. But you have to have a hefsek, a shalom. So someone suggested me last time, and I just pushed it aside, I'm charata now. Why do you divide the evening meal into two? Friday night meal. That is plenty of time. Friday night, there's no behola. Friday night, you come home from shul. And shulam?
Shalom,
whatever. Second meal. Friday night, it's plenty of time, you know, you can think. Serious, you can have a hefsek and learn for an hour in between. What's the rush? What's that? So I sort of dismissed it last time. But now I'm reconsidering. Why not? Why not? Manashach. If you hold, you have to, this is what we call the Zmanim Chalukim, night, morning, and evening, which seems to be the Shita Rova Poskim, the Rambam, the Rosh Hashulchan, etc. Well, then nothing's going to help. Not the break Friday won't help, but not the break Shabbos won't help. Nothing's going to help. So what do you do for that? You have food in the afternoon to be out to that Shita fish. Okay, fine. Hell, if I were going to Shita, it's not required, it's not chalukim. It's enough to have three meals every time of the day. You have to have covered lila, covered yom. So what's the difference from that perspective if you can have two meals by night and one meal by day, or one meal by night, two meals by day? What's the difference? Shriyainuach. So instead of spending the morning meal when you're under such a terrible time pressure, why not split the evening meal in here when you have much more time? And then in the morning you have one meal of challah. Right? And then you have in the afternoon, you have fish. Sounds like a much very, very practical suggestion. That's great. Yeah.
Why do you say the grudge is trying to, you don't say the sheet of even that you need to go for the goat, and as Shulchanot says at the beginning of the Rech Sayyidot, you can start the suggestion sheet in the morning and finish in the afternoon. Isn't
all
that
right.
What
all right, but I think I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Start before the end of the 10th hour, go to the 10th and the 11th. Start before the end of the 10th hour, and then the 11th and 12th hours you...
Sure. Look it up later. I'm not sure. So I thought it's a great idea. So I was at a chasna on Sunday, so I spoke with Rav Shechter Shalit about it. He was not so happy about the idea. Why not? He thought that if somebody ichlu hayom is by day. It's not hayom by day. Hayom, that's not true. We don't have three meals by day. We do three meals at night. I mean one and then two in the day. What means by day? See, he introduced Rav Chitka Shita. That's something very fascinating. Have you ever Rav Chitka? Rav Chitka holds that there are four suddas. Four suddas. Why four suddas? Because the chlu hayom is three times, and that's three suddas by day. And the Friday night meal doesn't count. So you eat three meals Friday night, because covered Lila, and three other meals by day. So I said, but we don't pass like Rav Chitka. We don't pass like Rav Chitka. So he said, yeah, well, maybe we don't accept Rav Chitka because we have a din of Torah Lila. So that Kfora Laila, we can knock off one out of the three and push to the night. But he wasn't so convinced we can knock out two out of three and push to the night. And I thought, what's the difference? If you don't like Rav Chitka, so there's really no gap. They asked me to write an article about this for the Chavrusa, and I want to make sure, before I put this in, I want to make sure if everyone's going to dump on me, then I don't want to look foolish. But it sounds like a good idea, logically, yes.
It sounds great. A lot of one is the past 500 years in America, no one thought of it. No one wrote it. Obviously,
there
must be something wrong with it.
Hello?
You
got to
give something
wrong. That's a very, you have to be very careful not to go too far with that approach. I'm also a bit of a conservative. But, you know, I mean, you have to fix stuff. Speaking about Haseba yesterday, and I left that one important Nakuda. That's Nakuda of Haseba by the Suda proper. The Brisker Rav says the Rambam has a Haseba part of the Suda, not just to the union of Matzah and Arba Kosis, to the Suda also. suda also. So, at least lechatchila. And it's even found, the truth of the matter is, it's found in the Ramah. Ramah calls that many. I've never seen anybody in my life fulfill that many Ramah. I've never got saved by the suda. Never saw it in my life.
Okay.
No problem. Look, like the Bible, the Seder Aruch, and he has all the gold mine. He says, what I thought all along. There's always been. I've never seen anybody in my life fulfill that many Ramah. I've never got saved by the suda. Never saw it in my life.
Okay.
No problem. Look, like the Bible, the Seder Aruch, and he has all the gold mine. He says, what I thought all along. There's always been Rabbi Yor. My favorite Rabbi Yor. What did Rabbi Yor say? There's no point in doing a save at all nowadays. Right? Because it's futile. It doesn't say anything. We do it for Matan Abachai. We explained yesterday. That's a different verse. A Zecholenes. They were mistaken by Matan by Abachai. That's a Sakonis Chazal. But this extra Hidah by the Suda, that's just, you know, of Susia Pesume Nisa. And it doesn't apply with Matan. So forget about it. I think it's a Gewaldige Pshat. I only have one problem, which is why did the Ramah say so? Why did the Ramah continue to write this minute down of Hasebe during the Suda? Even though it doesn't fit in logic with all that analysis, nor is it followed in practice. That's not just an upset kasha. It is for Suminisa. He quotes the Rabbi on the same sif, but earlier. So once you follow that Rabbi Yor, the way we understood the Rabbi Yor, I should knock out the last line in the Rambam there about the Suda. That's the kasha. I don't have a good answer to that kasha.
Maybe you're right.
Okay, Rabbi Yor. Let's go by. We spoke in Shia yesterday, Rabbi Osai, about two dinim of Abakurtis. It's hard with the new secret time with the Rabbona. Remember we knocked off the Raya of the Chayodam. Remember, with me? Hello? The very last thing we said in Shia yesterday. So where does this idea of two dinim come from? So I talked about the Brisker of the Rambam. Let's review. Let's see the Gemara first on the Kuf Ches, which is the mocha for this whole story. And that Kuf Ches Amid Beis, it's two cases. The Pchad are two cases. One is what? Shison Chai, and one is Shison Bevasacha. Now, each case he owes you something, not exactly sure and clear what. According to Gersus Arif, the Parish of Rambam, it's as follows. If you drag the four cups at once, so you're de cheirus yotza, you're de arbakarsis lo yotza. If you drink yayim chai, which is not very drinkable wine, it wasn't properly diluted, it's pakeris. The yotza arbakarsis and not yotza cheirus. So what does that mean? So the Briskov explained that tzvei dinim and arbakarsis. One is shesia, going to the Rambam, drinking and such. That's called Derech Eiru. It's too many people about it yesterday. And the second is a din of what's called Sida Brocha HaKos. That's where they are for curses. You have the four cups and the Yayin Chai, but the din of Sida of Derech Eiru, you were not Yotzim. The din of Sida Brocha HaKos, you were. Faker, if you drank four cups of delicious wine, it's so great, you can't resist. You have one cup, another, another, another. And I finished. So then you fulfill the mitzvah of Derech Eretz, but you did not fulfill the mitzvah of what? See the Brach Alakot? Fine. That's the Briskov of Chalon. It's the Rambam of the Gersus Arif. Beautiful, beautiful interpretation. Beautiful pshat. The Briskov points out, though, the Tos, Harabi Brisk, the Kedushimar and Ritzal Eid al-Rambam. The Briskov points out, the Tos disagrees with this. Disagrees. It's really in two places. First, Tosan on the first Mishnah suggests an unbelievable suggestion. Namely, it's enough for the Balabos himself to drink the Abakarsis. That's it. That was Kiddush. He drinks and everyone else listens. What do you see from that suggestion? The Tosis is willing to accept the possibility that the entire mitzvah of Arba Kosis is really Siddur Baruch Holocaust. Every Shabbos it's one, and that's one Pesach, that's four. That's it. That's Tosis number one. Tosis number two is found a bit later in the parable, where Tosis links and equates Arba Kosis with Kiddush with respect to the shear, how much I have to drink. The Gemara and Abkuf Zayin is need below Lugma, and Tosfos says, what's below Lugma? Rov Revius. How do you know? Because the Gemara is Abkuf Kres, Rupa the Castle. The Tosfos again links the idea of Rov Kos, which is found by Arba Kosis, together with what? Below Lugma, which is found by Kiddush. Where's the Rambam? No. Rambam calls below Lugma only when it comes to Kiddush. When it comes to Arba Kosis, it's bigger than the word below Lugma. It doesn't say one single solitary word. What did he say, Rabbi? No, what did he say? Rov Kos, Rov Revius, whatever. The Machlokas, the Rishonim. You need Rov Kos, no matter how big, Rabbos, I pay attention. No matter how big the Kos, you have the Rov Kos. If it's 10 gallons, have to drink 5 gallons, whatever it is. Well, no, Rov Revius. As long as the Rov Revius is enough, the Machlokas are possible. He suggested that even if you want to be Machmir, that you shouldn't rely upon Rov Revius, but perhaps if you have an entire Revius, and that entire Revius itself is a Rov Kos, that should be the Chatchila Mamish. That's what I tell people to do, because otherwise it gets a little bit hairy. Drink so much wine, a little bit tipsy. If you only have a full Revius, it's a Rov Kos. Mr. Sternbach has that, although I tell you it's Rias, that doesn't understand both in either direction. We put it on our own basis, the Shonas, the Rishon. Oh, now I've also. This is a fundamental point, very fundamental. Tosis is in the chuluk with the Rambam. Incidentally, how much is the Revius and how much is the Malo Lugma? Oh, there's a whole story. So a Revius is a Beit Zol Machta with the Ferish Gemara. And a Beit, everyone basically agrees that a Beit is 2 ounces. So therefore, it should stand to reason that a Revius is what? 3 ounces. How much must you drink? Below Lugma, what's that? The Tosfos says what? Rov Revius. The Ran says no. Doesn't say Rov Revius. It says whatever it is. Pachos Merevius. How much? We don't know. So we start off in a panic. Maybe she really have much more than a Rov Revius. Because after all, according to the Rambam and the Ran, maybe it's really much more. There's a Lashon of Pichodesh and Nechus Yom Kippur. Masha will Pachos Merevius. That's a lot. On the other hand, Rav Moshe measures. Moshe, you have to imagine how with an incredibly small shear. We saw 3 different shearers. 3/4 of an ounce, a 1/2 ounce, and 1 ounce. When Rav David is contacted, we'll try to find out about that one too. But I'm still waiting, and I'm getting impatient. Alright? We don't want to see what it's about. We have to get into matzah soon. We have to know. Okay? So, yeah, that's much less. So we said, okay, there's some less, some more. We'll stick to the middle, go back to the old shear of Rav Revius, Ba'alof Olamaita. There are subtle, increased shear of Revius based upon linear measurement. Because the Gemara Kuf Tes says it's Etzba'ayim, Al Etzba'ayim, Berum Etzba'ayim, V'chasi Etzba, V'chomesh Etzba. People measure the Etzba, got various shearim, and of course that extrapolates very quickly into major increases in the shear of the Revius. We measured here in Shia, we got all kinds of different measurements. Our average, if I'm not mistaken, our average at Golda, where we calculate 0.85 of an inch, which leads to approximately a 4 ounce of here, approximately. And others got a little bit higher, they got to 4.2 or 4.4. Chazanish got much higher, 5.7. So we suggested the Mishnah Brewery himself, he refuted it based upon his calculations of the Lugma by doing his experimentation. The Mishnah Brewery followed it. We'd like to follow Mishnah Brewery. For the Raisas were Machmir. For the Rabbanans were Mechmir. Now what in the world is a Daraisa over here? So I thought there's no Daraisa. There was only one Daraisa in the whole wide world. And that's what? Matzah the first 9 pages. That's it. Everything else is the Roma Pulsum with the Rabbanans. Kiddush. Kiddush could be Daraisa. Kiddush al-Yayin. Because they're all possible with their abonim. I don't see why that should be a compelling factor in our discussion. What else is there? Bracha Achorayna? Most folks said a bracha levatala to Rabbonim. Again, what else is there? What else is there? There's nothing else really. Everything else is Rabbonim. So I'm only machmir to have a lot. If you want to double the Shia, just the first kazayas for the first night of Pesach. And in fact, how much is that? So we did again, we did our measurements. Our measurements yielded that kazayas of machmir, the way I calculated, based on the data, which are 2 ounces, I came up with about 3/8, or most 4/10, which is 2/5 of a machmir, of a machine machmir. Which calculates out, you want to double that, really a chumrish of a chumrish, but okay, someone want to make the most chumrish, takes it either to 3/4 or 4/5 of a machine, of a machine. Now a hand mat is a discount. How much, what percentage is the discount? I had it calculated. If I'm not mistaken, I think he said it's approximately a 3-4 ratio. That's great. If I'm not mistaken, I think so. If I have it straight from the book last time, if I'm not mistaken, it's 3-4 ratio. You just want to take the most chumra de kashita, so it's come out to 3/5 instead of 4/5, it's 3/5. If you want to have the biggest chumra in the world, it seems to me, doubling our kazayas, according to the way I measured it, it should come out, you have to have, for the first kazayas, 3/5 of a hand mat. Most of you use hand mat for the kazayas. That's a lot. So I'm not telling you about Allah, that's a lot. The biggest chumash of others. For the first night, you want to be Mahadir, Mahadir, Mahadir. And after all, I say all the time, you have to have two kazayas. You have a whole shiur here 2 days ago, chavilas, chavilas. That one kazayas for the matzah, one kazayas for the suda. By having it 3/5 of the matzah, so that the right thing will have yours is the biggest chumash of others. In terms of what? Kazayas for the first couple of matzahs. At the same time, you also have to have one of the kazayas. On a Darabana level, on a regular level, of two kazayas to avoid chavilas and to avoid other problems, which requires to take two kazayas. Now, 1 minute. Rav David Feinstein Shalita, in its first measurement, kind of very close to what we said, or what I measured, approximately very close, 4 by 7 approximately. In his second measurement, he jumped into an entire mat. I don't understand. I just don't understand. So, I'd very much like to find out what changed. And when I find out, I can arrange it. Doesn't answer my question. When I find out, I'll let you know. Yes?
You mentioned machine mods. Is there a problem using machine
mods
that
only shots? We'll discuss all this after the next machine. We've got a little bit of the cloud starts up there. Too much. Yes?
The ratio of the 10 to 3 to 4?
I think so. I'm not mistaken. He said that, you know, whatever. I think so. I don't have to have a book in my office and look it up. I'll go on it tomorrow and I'll show it. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Because
I have
the
design for an hour,
right?
So
the
right
one would be
20
to half an egg or a third of an egg, whatever you hold it. But
like,
I don't know, I see all this like in the stores.
All different kinds of
matter.
It's easy to measure
an
egg to an hour.
How are you going to get like 4/5 of the matzah? No matter how you look at it. It doesn't look like an
olive. No one said look at olives today. No, they said olives were twice as big. No one said that. Don't confuse the issue. No one said that. They said it's gotten my base. It's gotten my base.
No,
that's a whole
little
thing. There are bigger zaytzim too. There are big zaytzim. There are big zaytzim which will fill up. You don't know what kind of zaytzim they had in Eretz Yisrael in average size. Italiano zaytzim. I know what we get zaytzim from. You know, that's very hard to measure. Eggs are much more standard items. Eggs are much more standard. Well, the chickens have a union there. They're both the same all over the world. Zaytzim are different completely. A different believers. So we always try to measure with eggs. Yeah. Okay. From both sides. Yeah. I want to discuss now a very, very important matter. Really, halacha lemaaseh, very important. And that is the question of grape juice. This is a serious, serious matter.
Purim also?
No, for Purim, I think everybody gives grape juice as a joke. I mean, there's nobody that says grape juice. Well, I give yourself apple juice. What does that mean? I mean, not even. Pesach night, the time there were many Rabbanim Gedolim, we saw who drank grape juice. And the question is, are you really yotze grape juice or not? That's the question. I want to discuss that with you. Yes? No, the pasha is you have to dafka have wine, not beer, not schnapps, dafka wine. Right? Why? Because the mishtev is simcha. Mishtev means mishtev hayayin. Base mishtev hayayin. You have to kid us. I'll come out of the by having some other intoxicating beverage. No good. That's me. That's the wine. That's the time.
You don't like wine. How's it supposed to
work? I mean, so you have simcha another way. It's a mishtev. 270 units. It's mishtev and it's simcha. Faded it. Always faded it. Mishtev is drinking wine. And they had mishtev hayayin. And simcha, the other thing is called Ram Simcha's Busser again, the Busser story all over. Okay.
So in our countries, like in Poland, sorry, France and Germany, they drink wine all the time. In America, at least very few of us, I don't drink wine during the weekend. I don't know
what else.
Neither do I. So, how is the simcha?
We don't drink wine. Why, because I only have it on Shabbos.
No, no, people only drink on Shabbos.
There are some people who don't drink soda all week long. Whatever, either for economic reasons or for health reasons. But on Shabbos, they drink wine. Right, okay. So I mean that by them, soda is a special, but again, the biggest symptom. If you only have wine on Shabbos, it's a biggest
symptom. How
do you know if it's wine on Shabbos? How's it simple? So Yeshua is asking, is, should simcha be subjective? And by me, simcha, what simcha by me is? Watch the Olympics. Go up to that. That's simcha. So that's the song. All right, simcha, Torah will be simcha. And that be simcha. So Rabosai, the answer is that's very possible. Please, please. I need your help. As far as simcha is concerned, and even as far as derech eretz is concerned, and we'll see so they're two separate inyanim, there may be an objective halacha, which the chazal will koveya, maybe which the Torah was koveya, and that chiyuv should be fulfilled whenever possible. If you can't fulfill the chiyuv in that manner, so then whatever you do, but you're not fulfilling the chiyuv kedasa kedin. Maybe you're part of the chiyuv, part of the trachmana patre. But it doesn't mean that there's no chiyuv. It means that you should try to fulfill the chiyuv if you can. If you can't, you can't. So I want to add that that's based on our own filter, on our own purely abstract analysis. But to find a marker for it and shot. Let everyone turn the kuf chesem and beis, and we should be up to anyway. Everybody there? Kuf Chesem and Beis, please. Rabbi Sai, Kuf Chesem and Beis. On Kuf Chesem and Beis, the Gemara tells us something very interesting. The Gemara tells us in the bottom of the page, Tana Rabbanon, Hako Chayavim, V'Arbakosis, Halolo, V'Echad Anoshim, V'Echad Anoshim, V'Echad Tinokos. Omer, Abiyuda, V'Chimah, Tawelet, V'Echad Tinokos, V'Yayin. Ela, Mechachal, Mechoyot, V'Gozim, V'Echad Anoshim, V'Yishlo, V'Yishlo, etc., etc. So what's happening over here? What's the dispute? What's the dispute? So look, Ora. The dispute centers on the following facts. Apparently, Tinokos, how do you read the words? The Chimat, Toeles, Yeshe, Tinokos, Tiyai. How do you translate that? Give me your own rough translation.
What's the point?
How does it help?
How do they have
some... We're talking about Abba Kais over here. What? No one knows what I want. I'm not sure myself what I want you to say. What how do you translate the Gemara? No, what would you say, yeah? What use? In what term do we want use? So the Ran, what does the Ran say about this? The Ran talks about this Gemara. The one line Ran. The Ran explains what's the purpose of the yayin. Ah, ein nanin usmechen do, ein olahem derecheres. That's what it says in the Ran. That's why I thought you all translate. So what's the point of giving it to them? They don't enjoy it. It's not considered derecheres for them. Forget it. You're wasting your time. Don't bother. That's what we just said. So from that, then, you see two things.
Number one, pashtus. Must play so it seems to be pashtus. You see from the Ran, you can only fulfill their cheres with wine. Not with grape juice. I know that children love grape juice. Grape juice agrees with children very much. So what's the problem? If grape juice is a perfect substitute for wine, the wise of you to say, Bechimas, Noel, Tishin, Ovis, V'yayin, give them grape juice, it's also yayin. The very fact that it doesn't agree with them, because the young kid doesn't like alcohol, you know, it's a little rough on the system, that indicates to me anyway, that the chiyuv of their acheres can only be fulfilled how? I'm going to say how? No, how? With intoxicating wine. Who said that the pharaohs only found one posik in the world to agree with me? One. Say the pharaohs in the last 30 years. And you have to adopt that one in that case. Who said so? The Moshe said, I started with Rome. Quoted my brother Cole Dodi. My father and master Ruli says, you can only fulfill the mitzvah with wine and not with grape juice. I thought it was an up in the Gemara, but that's right, it's a fairish. I'm killing the Chayim. Let me see, Rabbi Yudah said, don't bother giving them anything. Don't bother. You see, don't have to drink anything. Nothing. Zero.
What about women?
Patient. We'll come to women later. What, Rabbi Yudah? No.
They're not
five. No, you're going around in circles. The reason Rabbi Yehuda said that you don't give your children wine.
No, it's okay, I understand.
Because the wine doesn't agree with them.
Not
their acheres. Now if you'll say the grapes is their acheres, so you and I can have grape juice, why can't I get my 5-year-old grape juice? My 5-year-old loves grape juice. My 2-year-old loves grape juice. Everyone loves grape juice. Grape juice. Grape juice. 1-year-olds like grape juice.
Why? Grape juice is a... grape juice, like water, apple juice, nothing.
The fact that Rebuta said you don't give your kids yayin indicates to me anyway that there's no such thing. You can't give grape juice. They didn't have it. Maybe you're right. They're saying, Mookim. Mookim was a question to me. Kurdish uses the expression anti Mookim to mean non-alcoholic wine. I spoke to people who grew up in the Lower East Side, and they told me that grape wine was just, well, depend how your grandfather made it, you know, so I think as the prohibition times, it was very, that's not got anything illegal. Yeah? Avada. I meant the kids, at least the father has Avada kids, whether it's his chiv or their chiv, it's a different issue. The fact that you don't give your kids grape juice indicates that there's no chiv grape juice. You don't give them a grape juice. Yes? That's another good question. What age shinogos are we talking about over here? How old are they? 2? 12? I mean, it's a big difference. How old are they over here?
2.
I thought...
They're getting you nuts to play with.
Okay. Great. Okay. My kids, my 12-year-old played with nuts too. I mean, today they call it video games. But it's the same thing, I mean, you know. Not as video games on paper, that's true. But, basketball court. That's the question. I was wondering about that. So Banara quoted there by Igielokim. We didn't discuss it last time. I didn't think of it. The Machaber, when he quotes this halacha, he notes with the ayin, in Sim and Top Ayin, Bay, Sid, Tezlov, and Igielokim, Mitzvah, Lechelem, Kalechat, Kosov, the father. Why is only a mitzvah for the Mishnah Brewer, right? Because it's a Machalekis. And a Machaker, because some poskim hold, like Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, the Mishnah Brewer is a friend. Is told by Gil Achilles. On the other hand, I had a Rashbam. I never saw a Rashbam until today. I mean, I see that. It registered on me. The last Rashbam on the page. Look at the last Rashbam. Unbelievable. What does he say? The last Rashbam on Tuchesme. What does he say? How do you read that? Chimat ha'elem peshet tinokos halaftuim en amitzvah. What does that mean? What about Chimat ha'chiv chinuch? Good morning, Rashba. No. I think Akiva is right. To my mind, I get the impression that Rashba was on Shasta Gemara and referring to Tinokos that say Gitanim. The word Tinok, in modern Hebrew, we did upcorrect. A Tinok means literally a nursling. What do they call it? Maybe that's nursing. Suckling, that's what we're right. the baby is literally a yonei. He knows it's a lashon yonei. In the literal sense, it's under two. So that's where I got the Rashi Bam to say, well, two members, there's no chinuch under two. What are you talking about? The Baal. How else do you read Shas and his Rashi Bam? Oh, if it's a 10-year-old kid, what do you mean it's two members? But it's a chinuch. A class, it goes to be a gift to 2-year-olds. Year and a half old, you're not going to get, I think you get class, no? No? Oh, yeah. It's a 3-year-old, face, all right. 4-year-old, that by the baby's a kid. Lower gear looking. I'm just point mentioning a Rashi Bam. I don't know what he means exactly. I don't know. God's telling me he means lower gear looking.
What's the problem with Rashi?
What do you mean, Peturim and Amitzvahs? All? But it's a chiyuv of chinuch. Why don't you have to give the kid from your perspective? You're chayav and chinuch for your children. You give your kid sitzes, you give your kid matzah, you give your kid everything else.
You give your kid
a diet
matzah?
Yeah, of course. If he's able to eat it, can he can. So 3-year-old, the 5-year-old, whatever, lower gear the chinuch, I don't know what, okay, right. Not like the Ron, I'm saying. The Trump is going to be a little bit, not like the Ron, I don't think, yes. Well, the question is, why not? If it's talking about a kid who's
a
10-year-old, there's no chinuch, for whatever reason. Okay, so then it could be, maybe it's the same as the Ron. So maybe the Ron's problem is like the same as the Ron. There's no chiyuv intrinsically, it's only chinuch. And chinuch only makes sense if it's derech eres, but the Ron said if it's no simcha, no derech eres, so don't bother. You're right. Let me go by. Yes?
Since you're right there, you said how the temple is, and I'll start together.
So?
If you weave in that this chiyuv da'atotah is also chiyuv simchat yom tov.
No, that's a very good point. You've reminded me of something. Thank you very much. I don't think you're talking necessarily about it derech eres. I don't think so. But you did remind me of something. Because I had a kasha against the Bris Kerov. Thank you for reminding me. So Tosfos is said over here that even though you should have what we call a melol lugma, so the chaschili should drink a revius of wine from the abakarsis. That's Tosfos over here in the kufches amud beis. Ruba the kasha melol lugma, the chaschili needs revius. So what bothered me was, according to the Bris Kerov, that according to the Tosfos, it's only a lot of sidur bracha lakot, you don't find revius the chaschili by kiddush, no such thing. So why is the review of the Chatzil by Abakar? Gaval de Gakash. You didn't need to answer this. Gaval de Gakash. So the answer we said last time was based on the Tosis before. Where Tosis says that the Yayin Yotzef Pirish is Simchas Yontif. The Havamina, you wouldn't fulfill Simchas Yontif unless you fulfill the Abakar also. That's the shot over here too. Ruba de Kasa reveals the Chatzil in order that you should fulfill the Mitzvah of Abakar in the Mitzvah of Simchas Yontif together. And assuming it's the Chiddush, that Simchas Yontif requires the reveals of Yayin. You have the chatzila reveals of yayin from the abakar. Just remind me of that. I forgot to say that. I want to mention it before. You want to bring the rubber to the tice, we got stuck. Why didn't you reveal the chatzila? Thank you very much. Let's go back to my inyan. Bottom line. The Ran to me seems to be saying that there's no inyan of derech eres for a child to have wine. And it implies to me at least that there's no, you cannot fulfill derech eres with grapes. On the other hand, at the same, a pesh also a pesh hitter. In the same breath, Ron seems to be saying that those who cannot fulfill their affairs with the ayin, they can't stand it, they'll throw off from it, whatever thing of this nature, but a potter, what can you do? Honest Rahman a patre. Honest Rahman a patre. You can't help it. That's what the Ron seems to be saying over here. What's the one on the kids? Say, potter's potter. If somebody absolutely can't put wine into their mouth, can't do it. So for them, I think it should certainly have a grape juice. At least to fulfill the bits of what? What? At least cedar bracha lakos. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda give the children cedar bracha lakos? So he has to follow. If you're going to follow cedar bracha lakos, theoretically, there's no need for everybody to have it. It's enough to have one person. One person. A person with study test. So why bother giving the kids their own cup? It's going to spill it like in my house. They always spill the wine. My potato plate is still with casada in that every kid's school. I stopped pouring the wine too early. I stopped doing it. They used to both with the coast. They support everybody's coast in this roller derby. It was knocking over the cups of wine. I thought I got to the You know, there's nothing left. So I feel a little bit later now. Now that you're a little older, you can go back a little bit to the original hitting. But so don't bother filling up the cups. Just let it maybe yours with the malapasas. See the brachal cups. Enochinami, Bizman Azer, you say for an adult, Enochinami, Manashach. If I was 100% sure I was right, I would tell the people who can't drink wine, they don't have to bother drinking grape disease. Just be able to see the brachal cups with the malapasas. I'm not 100% sure I'm right. And I always have to pray, maybe I'm wrong. But I say you can't have wine, it's not grape juice. You don't have to lose. See, I'm grape juice. Didn't lose anything. Now, but I say, if a person could at all find it within himself or herself, we'll get to herself in a minute, within himself, to have wine, even if it's going to be a little bit. But you see, there are many people who told me that on the one hand, they're not so excited about the wine, not a big simcha for them. On the other hand, when they get the alcohol in the bloodstream, woo, a little bit of a zing, you know, woo, woo. It does give a little bit of a pick-me-up, a little bit of a psadera cheres. Something is there. So I tell people the chatzila, if they're able to do so at all without, you know, they just, I can't stop it, I can't put it in my mouth, I can't do it. You put them. You can't help it. Honest up on the pot. But the Vilna Gaon said, I got this for an honest hotminish. You can't say you did it. You didn't do it. You know, can't help it. But if you can help yourself, you try to have a small shear. Have a revius for 3 ounces. Drink a robe revius, which is an ounce and a half. That's all. You can, if it's a low alcohol wine, most people, if they try and practice a little in advance, should be able to manage it. 1 minute. Mix it, dilute it a little bit. But I'm should be certain there should be some wine, some alcohol, some noticeable alcohol content within it. Nothing go by. In what? With what? Water, I don't know. I speak to the wine manufacturer. So they put in water. Put in more water, it could be shahako. Be careful. Serious. But that's not for now. The question is follows. We know that the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda have this argument about giving kids, what do you do with them? Do you give them wine or do you give them kleros? The Mechadach seems to be unsure. By both, he writes mitzvah. Mitzvah to give them wine and mitzvah to give kleros. Sounds like he's not sure who's right. The both of them mitzvah. Mikav and Yenachai, maybe it either. Sveik and Rabban Lekula, Ayat, Tati Nisatsi, Ramonashah. Maybe there's a flyer, they have to go to the Ram, the Mishnah Lamela, with the first two cups, with Purim, with Yudal, with Tavnav, all the Kolam. I don't know, maybe it's just the Chachila do both. But Ma'akev, and neither is Ma'akev. That's the impression you get from the Shulchan Aruch, these Lashon of mitzvah. So now, the final Nekuda for women. The Mikroi Kodesh says that it's women of the Sameach, not with wine. Women of the Sameach with clothes. They have four dresses for Pesach night. Arba is the Godin. That's the moment no one thought that from me yet. No one thought that from me yet. But the Pashas, he says, and no simcha b'yayim by them. So what do? They have grape juice. I'm not convinced. Because if it was a halach of what? Simcha, then I hear it. But it's not simcha. Rav Moshe didn't say simcha. Derech Eres. And you find in the world around you, I'm sorry to say it, that women drink a little some cocktails and they seem to enjoy it. You have to be careful. She'll give them too much, Chas v'Shalom. Monk Suba said, a woman is drunk is a complete disaster. Men drunk is also a complete disaster. Women even more complete. I can tell you a story, but not for now. Last year we told a story about that. Cocktail lounge in Vegas. I'm not going to repeat all the stories. But appropriate. And just one nakuda at the end is Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, which is found in a number of different places. I had a chiddush that maybe in the Sugya of Kuptesim and Aleph, for Simchas Yontif, where it's Rabbi Yehuda says, Anoshim v'Roila and Anoshim v'Roila Hen. Men get wine and women get clothes. Tanakama doesn't sound that way. Sounds like he's saying Yayin. Even women. Kubit and Tanakama does not customize Simcha. It's the mitzvah simple as Yayin, that's the end. That's the mitzvah for men and for women, even for children. They have some little bit of an out of the wine. And therefore the Chayavir and the Abakosis, he says, I'm Kukasa Matei, Mishikosa. Well, if Yudah customizes it, maybe he says you can't have Simcha and you can't even have it if there are affairs. As far as the children are concerned. There may be a link between these two. Right. We'll have to stop because we're out of time, we're out of distractions today. Somehow tomorrow, we have to chaz over the entire Sugya, Kuf Yudal, and Kuf Tezvav, and Mr. Shemogun.